And we do this through a lot of education and advocacy efforts. And so some of our upcoming events that align with our mission is our annual Green Festival. That's set for Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in downtown Springfield. And this day is going to feature local environmental organizations, live animals, live activities, a kids' play area, food trucks, and lots of great family-friendly fun. And then we're hosting Where the Wild Things Are Day Camp, our second annual collaboration with the Loretto community, on June 9th through June 12th, which is a Tuesday through Friday. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day, and there are early drop-off and late pickup options available, and this is open to all students ages 6 to 12 right now, and you can learn more about those at newpioneers.org. And today, I am joined by Ellis, our new outreach coordinator with New Pioneers. Ellis joined our team about a month ago, and his work is going to focus on some advocacy, outreach, and membership focus with New Pioneers. So I'll just pass it over to Ellis and let him share a little bit about his background and why you're excited to work with New Pioneers.
So I am the new outreach coordinator, and my job is kind of going to be, like I already said, focused on advocacy and outreach and membership. But I have kind of a wide range of kind of a diverse background in the environmental world and the recreation world. So I graduated from EKU for Parks and Rec, and then I got to do some field work with Kentucky Nature Preserves. I've had some internships at summer camps where I've got to be an outdoor trip leader, a high ropes instructor, and then I recently worked for a different nonprofit and was a coordinator there. So yeah, I'm excited to be part of the team and doing work with New Pioneers.
Awesome. Thank you. And if you want to meet Ellis, Green Festival is a great opportunity to do that. You can meet our whole entire staff team there, as well as some board members and some of our volunteers that join us quite often. And if you want to introduce yourself to Ellis and get to know him a little better, his email is outreach@newpioneers.org. And if you are also interested in partnering on any outreach type of programs or events, Ellis is your person to go to. And so today we're going to talk about Earth Hour, which is an international holiday that is set for next Saturday, March 28th at 8:30 p.m. No matter where you are, your local time zone, it's going to be 8:30 p.m. And this unique holiday has united people for our planet for the past 20 years. And the goal is to organize the biggest hour for Earth of the year each year. So kind of the history of Earth Hour is that the campaign was launched in 2007, and the primary push was kind of just to get everyone to turn their lights off for an hour on this specific day every year. And in 2007, more than 2.2 million people participated in the first one. So this year is actually their 20th anniversary. And last year, more than 3 million hours were given back to the Earth with supporters from over 118 countries and territories. So this is a really big movement, and doing, like, just showing a really important message, and it's really easy to participate as well. So ways you can celebrate this year. This year, they're inviting you to do simply something, literally anything positive for the planet. This can be turning your lights off for the hour and kind of unplugging. But there's also plenty of other things that you can do to celebrate Earth Hour this year. So our kind of first section is reconnecting with nature. So you can plan a feel-good outdoor adventure with your friends, like hiking, picnicking, foraging, those type of things. You can choose to walk or bike to destinations when possible. You can move your daily activities outdoors. So if you're someone who likes to work out, yoga, read every day, instead of doing those activities inside, move them outside for the day. And you can also take photos or create art of nature, and this is a good way to connect with the natural world. And if you do this, make sure you submit your photography or your artwork to New Pioneers, because we're having a nature photo contest right now, and you can win some prizes. And you can also learn more about the environment for Earth Hour, so you can go stargazing and identify constellations. Since it's going to be 8:30 at night, it might be a little dark, and you can use apps and books to help you ID. A good app is Stellarium to help you find constellations and things happening in the night sky. You can also host a bio blitz in your backyard or your local park. And basically the idea here is you are just trying to identify every single species in a set area, like a backyard. So you're identifying every single plant, bug, animal that comes your way. And you can repeat this process every year and kind of compare and contrast how the biodiversity has changed over the years.
Lots of different ways you can connect with Earth, connect with nature there that day. You'd mentioned giving back hours to the Earth, and I'm curious as to what that statistic means. Is that in regards to, like, energy?
So that just means that 3 million people committed to Earth
hours.
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, those 3 million people gave an hour back to Earth. And something else you can do for Earth Hour is just reading a book about nature or doing some research, especially if you're someone who likes to nature journal. This can be a good time to set aside some journaling time, some researching time for the things that you're journaling, and that type of thing. You can also celebrate by helping restore our planet. So you can plant a native tree, flowers, or shrubbery. And we've got some good resources on New Pioneer's website on our resource page or resource tab that you can learn more about native species. You can also commit to a locally sourced plant-based meal for the day and from now on in your habits. You can challenge yourself to be zero waste for the day and trying to incorporate these actions into your daily routine as well. And you could also try to assemble a nature cleanup crew. This could be something as easy as taking a bag with you to walk around your neighborhood. It doesn't have to be anything super official or fancy.
What's the word for that again? Is it plogging?
Plogging, yes. And kind of our last section to celebrate Earth Hour is inspiring others to take action. So, of course, this includes just simply sharing what you're doing and why you're doing it with others. And you can also sign up to become an eco-volunteer for your community and help recruit others. Some local organizations you can volunteer with is New Pioneers, Naturally Bardstown, A Better Nelson County, the Nelson County Extension Office, 4-H, and there's lots of other local groups that have lots of great opportunities to connect with nature and just give back to your community. And this holiday, you're probably wondering, why is this important? What does it do? So Earth Hour is actually a catalyst for real change and has accomplished some major milestones over the past 20 years. So the Earth Hour program has successfully advocated for stronger water protections for oil pollution in Russia, has established a Earth Hour forest that's over 2,700 hectares, helped lead the creation of a marine protected area in Argentina, and has helped inspire the Galapagos Islands to ban plastic bags, and more. On the Earth Hour website, there's lots of great info that kind of takes you through a timeline of the past 20 years and some major milestones that they've hit thanks to this program and this campaign. So that's definitely a great resource to look into, and it also has some more ways that you can celebrate Earth Hour that we didn't discuss today. So just overall, New Pioneers encourages you to take just 1 hour next Saturday to give back to the planet. And together we can spark positive change and a more sustainable future.
Not just, you know, taking the time there that day to engage in perhaps a better lifestyle, but with everyone doing it all at once, it is, in a sense, almost like a demonstration.
It is, yeah.
Which is remarkable to see then that that demonstration has resulted in that many changes positively all across the globe, not just here in the United States.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you guys have any special plans then for Earth Hour?
We were talking about that before we came. I haven't decided yet, but I'm sure I'll end up doing something outdoor, at least. Something in the connect with nature category.
Just,
yeah.
Hopefully the weather's good.
Yeah.
Worst
Fingers
case,
crossed.
You might just need a raincoat.
Yeah. Can still make it work. Yeah, so just a reminder, next Saturday, March 28th at 8:30, any local time zone, just make sure you're doing something intentional to either connect with nature, give back to the planet, or even just learn more about the planet.
Absolutely. Well, you know, if folks are wanting more information, not just on the events that you guys have got coming up, but also on maybe ways folks can find some resources about maybe native plants and things like that, where can they go?
They can go to newpioneers.org page that will take you to upcoming events. We've got some resources pages, a resource page, a sustainable living page, and all of this will help you find what you need.
Wonderful. Well, in that case, that's going to do it for us here for the Green Scene today. Thank you guys for stopping in. Not only you, Ivory, but also for the radio debut here, Ellis. What was it like your first time?
It's been great. It's been wonderful.
Wonderful. Of course, well, let's see if we can get you back in here at some point. Otherwise, we'll get back to the music here again on the Rocket in just a little bit. Stay tuned here, 102.7 FM WOKH. It is your station here in Central Kentucky.